Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some details for our livestock producers and gardeners, along with reminding everyone of our upcoming pre-plant wheat school, August 19th, and the McPherson County Farmers Market, which is open every Saturday from 8 to noon right here at McPherson at the Round Top on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, for today's Did You Know? Drought-stressed crops tend to accumulate high nitrate levels in the lower leaves and stalks of the plant. Crops such as forage and grain sorghum, sedan grass, hybrid sorghum sedan, and pearl millet are notorious to have high nitrate problems when stressed. Corn and other cereal grains can also accumulate potential toxic levels of nitrates. Nitrates accumulate in the lower portion of these plants when stresses reduce crop yields to less than expected, based on the supplied nitrogen fertility level. Nitrate toxicity in cattle can be deadly. With our current weather pattern, plants can easily be stressed enough to cause nitrate problems, if grazed or fed. Bring your samples of forage to our office so we can get it tested. We do have a forage probe here in the office to check out to ensure you're getting a good sample of your feed stuff. In more news for our livestock producers, be on the lookout for pink eye, foot rot, and lumpy jaw when checking pastures this time of year. If producers discover any of these problems in their herd, if treated at an early stage, cattle and calves have a much better chance of recovering quickly without permanent damage or severe weight loss. In my garden news, starting a compost pile can be done any time of year, but now can be a great time to add composting to your backyard. KSRE recommends using a bin to ensure a successful compost pile. A number of things are needed for building a compost pile, including a bin, a source of water, green materials, and brown materials. The greens include wet and fresh materials such as grass clippings, food scraps, weeds, and manure. Brown materials include dry and usually dead material such as fallen leaves, sawdust, newspaper, or wood chips. A bin will help keep the compost materials packed together and speed up the process. By ensuring the pile is properly constructed, it can also help generate enough heat to hopefully destroy pests and disease organisms. Choosing the right compost bin is relatively simple. The goal is to have a bin that will hold at least a 3x3x3 foot high mound of material. Anything less than this and the process will be slow and will not produce significant heat. For some, a 5x5x5 bin is the maximum size that could easily be handled. Although compost bins can be purchased, they can also be made or repurposed from another bin, like discarded pallets or a ring of woven wire. KSRE suggests a 3-bin system. The system consists of one bin of holding the fresh materials, another for the actively composting material, and the third for the finished product. We should all think about starting a compost pile this year. In my extension news, it's that time of year for our 2024 McPherson County pre-plant wheat school. This year, we will again have a meal starting at 6:30 on August 19th in Hess Hall at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. Bring all your questions for the K-State specialists to answer as they report on the wheat varieties and disease pressures farmers face right here in McPherson County. We hope to see you on August 19th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.